This is Wisconsin High School Football Weekly. Coach interviews, key matchups, and all of the storylines from the gridiron. With your hosts, Travis Wilson and Justin Hall.
The 2015 high school football season is here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to High School Football Weekly. Along with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net, I'm Justin Hall. And Travis, full slate of games tonight, but a few games last night getting us going. I know you saw a good one in Greendale and Menominee.
Yeah, what a game. Drove 3 hours up there with three Division I prospects playing, and I got there and two of them weren't playing. Greendale's Tristan Pipp, an outstanding linebacker, out with a lingering injury from last year, actually. And then Menominee linebacker Mason Stocky, his knee tightened up in warmups, and he didn't go in the first half at all. Kind of disappointed. Nate Stanley, the Menominee quarterback, looked really good. But then in the second half, Stocky came back out and pulled a Willis Reed times 10. Went for over 200 rushing yards in the second half, rallied Menominee for a 34-28 win. Great high school football game. Definitely worth the drive all the way up there. A couple of the other big games from last night. St. Mary Springs pulled away from Shiocton 42-20. Sam Springer had a 49-yard touchdown run right before halftime to get them going, and eventually they pulled away. And then in the big game, the game of the week that I had, Arrowhead in Homestead, after two straight losses to the Highlanders the last couple of years, Arrowhead won 28-14 and looked very good in doing so, establishing themselves, not surprisingly, as one of the favorites in Division One.
You know, Travis, kind of a crazy week here when we get in week one, because we've had some realignment around the state, a lot of different numbers when it comes to conferences. But, you know, those conferences that have 8-9 teams, you get that non-conference game to start the season sometimes, you know, depending on the situations. But it's great to see these great programs go out there and schedule each other, try to test themselves before they get into that conference slate.
And that's not a surprise that those teams are wanting to test themselves early. Although, to be honest with you, sometimes they don't have any choice. Most teams don't want to play Arrowhead in a non-conference game. Most teams don't want to play Homestead in a non-conference game. So them meeting up just makes a lot of sense and a lot of reasons. But a lot of those coaches, Dave Keel, Greg Maulin at Arrowhead, Bob Hyland at St. Mary Springs, they're not afraid of competition. They will play anybody, anywhere, anytime. And it is a great atmosphere, and it's a great preparation for the conference season and especially for the playoffs down the road.
Well, we're looking forward to a week one going in full force tonight. A lot of games to talk about, Travis, and a couple of interviews coming up here, part of High School Football Weekly. We have Kimberly head coach Steve Jones coming up in our next segment. They're the defending Division I state champions, and we're talking with Amherst head coach a little bit later on too, Travis.
Yeah, that should be a fun one. They have a Division I prospect in Tyler Biotish, who's committed to Wisconsin, and certainly one of the best teams in Division V as well.
And we'll go through some of the key games around the state of Wisconsin as well on tonight's schedule. That's all part of our inaugural edition of Wisconsin High School Football Weekly. He's Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hall, and when we return, we'll have the defending Division I state football champion coach Steve Jones with us. This is High School Football Weekly.
Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Wisconsin knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll get you out of the house for a couple of hours. But it needs to be affordable. It needs to be family-friendly. Above all, it needs to be fun. Now, let's talk about high school sports. Bang for your buck, school sports provide the perfect game plan for your family. You'll enjoy all of the drama and excitement competitive sports offer. You'll be supporting the future leaders of our community in a meaningful way. Best of all, you can take the entire family without breaking the bank. Heck, you won't even dent it. Now, enough chalk talk. Let's get out there and see what's playing at the high school in your community. School sports. Good for our kids, good for our community. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Wisports.net is your home for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin, with news, data, and information you won't find anywhere else. Whether you're a casual fan looking for basic information like scores, rosters, stats, and schedules, or you want to go more in-depth with expert analysis, recruiting news, and preview information, we've got you covered. You can also find state rankings, historical information, and past season data going back more than 10 years. WisSports.net, your number one source for high school sports in Wisconsin.
Back here on Wisconsin High School Football Weekly, along with Travis Wilson of WisSports.net, I'm Justin Hull, and we welcome in our first guest to the program today, and they are the defending Division I state champions, although I know talking to them over the years, it's a new season, so the focus goes on to 2015. Head coach of the Kimberly Papermakers, Steve Jones. Steve, how has fall camp treated you guys so far?
You know, I think we've had a good fall camp. You know, we really had to start back with the basics. We lost all 11 starters on defense and only return 3 or 4 starters on offense. So, you know, it's a fresh group. And, you know, as you said, you kind of turn the page, you reset. And I think our kids have done a great job and getting better every single day, which is kind of fun as a coach to see that progress. So, you know, overall, I think we've had a great camp, and I think our kids are looking forward to hitting somebody else here this Friday.
Coach, do you talk to your kids about being a defending state champion and what that means from a, you know, media attention and community attention, and then also from the opponents, you know, getting their best shot every week? Do you talk to them about what that means, being a defending state champion?
Yeah, we do briefly, you know, and we try not to come back to it too often, but, you know, it is a little bit different. And we talk about, you know, it's kind of cliche, but, you know, pressure is a privilege, and to be in that spot and feel that kind of pressure is a good thing, because that's where you want to be in your program. But there are different expectations, and we know that, you know, when we get to you know, a game on Friday night, that we're going to get everybody's best shot, and, you know, that should be something that we want. So, you know, really trying to get our kids to understand that it's a good thing to feel this pressure, because it can be, I think, overwhelming for a kid and nerve-wracking. So I know a lot of our kids are going to be pretty nervous stepping on the field for the first time, and, you know, starting on a Friday night, and, you know, just trying to get them to understand that that's a good spot to be in, and try to embrace that the best they can.
Steve, the coaching fraternity is so close-knit. Considering the success at Kimberly, do you get a lot of questions from other coaches around the state? Do you guys bounce off a lot of ideas off each other?
Yeah, you're right. You know, it is. It's kind of the fun thing about coaching is, you know, reaching out and going to visit different places and you know, and bouncing ideas off of people. So, yeah, you know, you win a few games and all of a sudden you know what you're talking about. And next year, you know, you probably, if we don't win as many games, you don't get as many phone calls. So it's just kind of part of the territory a little bit. But like I said, it's a fun part of it, you know, and I learn a lot too when coaches come to visit or give calls. I'm trying to pick their brains as well and try to learn everything. So you learn from each other, and that's a fun part of it.
Coach, you mentioned your outstanding senior running back, Blair Mulholland, a little earlier. He's made a Division I commitment. What is an area where he has really taken a step forward this year to go to that next level? We've seen him in the state title game the last couple of years, but where has he shown improvement into his senior season?
You know, one thing that him and I have been really talking about is just trying to make the people around him better. You know, I think all great athletes do that, and working on his leadership skills and trying to not only lead by example, but be both the leader that we need. So, you know, I've seen some growth in him on that. You know, I think his pass catching ability has improved. You know, that's an area that he wanted to focus on in the off season, and, you know, be a threat out of the backfield. And also, you know, we lined him up at some receiver last year as well. So to be able to continue to do that. And, you know, we're also toying with him at defense as well. You know, I think you can't, in high school football, you can't have a football player like that sitting on the sidelines. You know, so he's been, this last couple of weeks here, he's been taking some reps at defensive back. So, you know, I know that he's excited about that opportunity as well, because at the college level, they, you know, are projecting him anywhere from running back to receiver to outside linebacker to the safety. So, you know, I think he's excited about, you know, the opportunity to play some defense this year for us as well.
Valley Football Association, Steve, you guys in the North Division, but top and bottom, a really good conference in the state. Just take us through that North Division and your thoughts on what you'll see this year.
Well, you know, I think you start with Appleton North. You know, it's a great program year after year. They have tremendous athletes. Every year, they tend to just keep reloading with tremendous football players. So, you know, they're going to be obviously very tough. And I think DC Everest is really a program that is coming back around. I thought they had a lot of young players on their roster last year on varsity, and they had a tremendous JV team as well, talented team. So I think they're going to be really good this year. Kakana is another team that a lot of people are talking about. You know, they bring back a lot of skilled positions, their quarterback, receivers. So they're going to be dangerous, you know, both offensively and defensively, specifically at the skill positions. You know, I'm always a big fan of the Wausau West program. I think Coach Kevin Grundy does a great job year after year of just having a solid program. I know they lose Jake Whalen, but I just think that staff and that program just does a heck of a job. So, you know, those are probably the top four teams that come to mind. You know, Appleton East, you know, they definitely have some athletes running around. I heard that they're running a different offense this year, spreading some teams out due to their speed that they have. So, you know, they're always going to, you know, give teams some fits as well. And, you know, so I think those are some of the teams that pop in my head, you know, right away.
Steve Jones, head coach of the defending Division I state champion Kimberly Papermakers. They get going Friday against Oshkosh West. Steve, thanks for the time. We'll catch up again down the road.
Thanks for having me, and excited about this new show you two guys have going here. It'll be a lot of fun for high school football in the state. So thank you.
Look at some of the marquee games in the northern part of the state. Oshkosh North, Appleton North, they're meeting, part of that Valley Football Association, couple of playoff-tested teams. Same thing in the Bay Conference, Seymour and West Appear. And you know, realignment's a big story, too. The Fox River Classic Conference this year. You have Green Bay West, Green Bay East, a couple of doormats leaving the conference, and things going to get a little tighter there. Travis, how about some other games you'll be watching?
This week, Amherst takes on Amro, a very good non-conference game early in the season. Go to the kind of northwest part of the state. La Crosse, Logan, and Eau Claire Memorial play every year in an early non-conference game. Osceola and Arcadia, I think, is a really good game in that D4, D5 level. And then Regis and Stanley Boyd, an early Cloverbelt conference game. Right off the bat, an excellent game right there. And Somerset and Bloomer play a non-conference game almost every year early on. So those are some of the better games that I'm looking forward to in the northern part of the state.
And Somerset, defending Division IV state champions, as they knocked off Little Chute last year in that title game. You mentioned Amherst, Mark Lusick's their head coach. He joins us next. He's Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull. This is Wisconsin High School Football.